Hi, this is Dave, and welcome to Life in Motion. My hope is that this podcast will challenge, direct, and give you the tools you need for ministry, life, and beyond. Come on, let's do this together. Well, I'm down here. I just finished my running a little bit and taking a break and I'm running back home. Some of the things I'm thinking about is talking through ministry. Keeping ministry flowing, that is truly ministry and not organizational development where you're trying to keep this organization alive so the money keeps coming in. What does that really look like? I was talking to a group of pastors, and they were listening to a group of pastors kind of discuss this past week where, you know, they're so tired of, they don't ever want to get in a place where the organization is kind of the thing that turned into ministry, where they're always focusing on the organization and what it is. And it's so easy for me to be that type of person because I love leadership and I love organizing things and developing things. But the thing is, that's not what ministry really is. In our culture today, ministry looks like an organization, a church building, where people come together, and that is not ministry. I really thinking through, in order to keep true ministry alive, it's about people. It's about sharing what God is doing in your heart and your life with people. And when we miss that, we miss ministry. And I think it's so important for us to really talk through that we never come to the place where we forget to minister. And I kind of never want to forget that ministry is people. And I'm trying to think through some of this out loud. How do we keep it going? Keeping this thing called ministry alive and fluent in our life. I've done this thing for over 15 years now, and it's become more organizational than people. So as I look out over this lake right now, I'm looking at, I'm seeing that nature doesn't try to control. Trees and bushes take over land, and it's natural growth because of seedlings being planted from other trees, and birds reproduce, fish fill the lakes and oceans and streams, and it begins happening as they interact together. May we never come to the place where we quit interacting together. Where we truly stop caring. Sometimes we can get so busy with our tasks that we quit listening. And we're supposed to be there for each other. Today, I just want to pause and say, let's get back to allowing nature occur within ministry. When I say the word nature, I mean the natural occurrences of life. Churches will grow if it is alive. Churches cease to grow when things aren't alive. I think sometimes we try to make it happen more than we should. And I think our biggest thing that we fight against in church ministry is de-churching people. Just to become, we de-church people to stop focusing on the organization and start focusing on people. That has to be the call. We're going through a family series right now, and sometimes we get so busy with trying to keep our home afloat and the economics of today that we forget that the number one thing that keeps a family alive and sustaining is being there, listening, interacting and making memories as a family. So today I pause to say, let's not stop caring and listening and interacting and showing the love of God, because that's what ministry is about.